the show, we aren't such a big crowd now. So if I end up ruining your Purim, we'll just be a few people. Ellie, you're here at your own risk. I don't have enough time not to be blunt, so I'm going to have to be blunt. People are very stupid about Purim. And I can handle that. That's okay. People are stupid about a lot of things. But the thing that bothers me about Purim is that people are stupid, quote-unquote, Shem Shamayim. Because it's the yontif, because it's the mitzvah. And that bothers me a little bit. I'm not going to get into the details of a person should drink on Purim or not drink on Purim. You can keep that in your mind as a mashal to what I'm talking about. You know, there's all kinds of discussions in the Sfarim we've grown up hearing about that there's a high madrega of using everything in this world, Hashem Shemayim. Everything Hashem gives us, we should use Hashem Shemayim, we should eat Hashem Shemayim, we should sleep L'Shem Shemayim. We should use this world L'Shem Shemayim. And perhaps we feel like we're not always at the point, at the Madrega, that we're ready to use the world L'Shem Shemayim. We feel like at this point we still have enough of a Melchama, keeping Torah and Mitzvahs, and doing the basics, and doing something like Divrei Rishus, like eating and drinking and sleeping, and all these other things to do with L'Shem Shemayim, Mamish, like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not on that Madrega. But there's something I feel. Your last chance, Adam. There's something I think particularly repulsive about using a mitzvah, not L'Shem Shemayim. Because that's a shtick L'Shem Shemayim. When we take a yantif that was created because we are servants of Hashem, and we have to serve Hashem. And there are 365 days in the year, and we have to be servants of Hashem all 365 days of the year. And when we take a day of the year and we use that day as an opportunity to twist and to turn at our heart's content the meaning of the day to fit our base tivus, that's particularly repulsive, much more than eating a slice of pizza, Shalai L'Shem Shemayim. Much more than sleeping, Shalai L'Shem Shemayim. It's almost as if, you know, just to explain graphically what I mean, it's almost as if we would take a Sefer Torah, excuse the harshness of the mashal, we would take a Sefer Torah, and we would cut it up, and we would shape it into a suit, and we would wear it, because we're cold. That's what it would be. I'm cold, and this is Sefer Torah here, and it's here to serve me. So I'm going to reshape it and resize it up and sew it together to serve me. I'm not going to get into the, at least not tonight, the petty details of each decision that Yeshiva Bachar has to make on Purim, or how to spend this Purim, or where to spend this Purim. But I think a person has to ask himself, and it's maybe a good idea, 2 weeks before Purim. A person has to ask himself, this Purim that's coming up, am I going to use it for myself, or am I going to use it for the Rabbi Nishalayim? Is it for me or for him? Is it Lashem or is it Lachem? And it's not true that a yontif is chati Lashem and chati Lachem. It's for sure not true about Purim, but even a regular yontif, it's not true that it's chati Lashem and chati Lachem, because the chati Lashem and chati Lachem means, even on a regular yontif, that we're supposed to use the Ruchnius for Hashem and the Lachem for Hashem. It's really all Hashem. But especially Purim, which we know that Purim is connected to Yom Kippur. And if you look at Purim and Yom Kippur as one day, Yom Kippur is the Chatzi Lashem, and Purim is the Chatzi Lachem, Achilosh, Siyah, and so on. Matonis Lavyonim, Mishloi Achmanis, Chatzi Lachem. But the whole inyan of Purim is to be Megala that the Lachem is also Lashem. And we all know that. That's part of our line. That's part of what we say. Yeah, we're going to get drunk because we want to show that we're over Hashem even without our saying. We know the lines. We heard it. We found the right verse. I don't think anybody says, but we found the right verse that we heard somewhere that had a partage for ourselves what we do. And we take even the verse about how the Lachem has to be Lachem, Lachem. Everything becomes Lachem. We make everything just self-serving, just to serve ourselves. Once in a while you see someone shikur on Purim that's able to actually... I'll talk, let's say, about Rav Huntner's Purim. I'm not going to talk about him, but his Purim. So he used to speak. Nowadays it's already got the Skatna Adaris to the point that it's hard to even draw examples. But let's say by his Purim Tish, or by other Gedolim and Tzaddikim, so people would sit around, and you could have people... Someone who was there once told me, for example, that Rav Aaron Shechter would drink and drink and drink, was absolutely, completely shikur. If someone wants to see, I have a CD in my house, and there's a video there, and there's a small, like 2.5 seconds, of Rav Aaron Shechter shikur on Purim. Something to see. And he used to sit by Rav Huntner, shikur like you can't imagine. You can't imagine. And after Purim, he was able to sit down and repeat every single word that his Rebbe said on Purim. Every single word that came out of his Rebbe's mouth on Purim. That's Shikus L'Shem Shemayim. But it's not what you see anymore. A Rebbe can't get a word in edgewise on Purim. Nobody wants to listen. That's L'Shem Shemayim. Nobody wants to learn. Everyone wants to say. Everyone is a Rashka Bahag on Purim. Everyone has something to say. Everyone has something to teach. Everyone has a sheet, a declaration, a proclamation to make. That is the Ratzon Hashem. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. Now, I have to say, at this point, I have to mention that I have a brother that lives in Cleveland, and he's a very sharp person, and he told me twice, he told me a few weeks ago, and he told me a year ago also before Purim. He said, we grew up in a situation where we had a very mature, very mechonachtic approach towards Purim, and dress in Shabbos clothing, and speak a certain way, act a certain way. It's Purim, it's a Yom Kaddish. Imagine that. And he told me, when you see people being crazy on Purim in an immature way, in a silly way, not appreciating the Kedushas Hayom, you have to forgive them. You have to, it's okay. So I said, what do you mean? So he said, Haman wanted to kill them too. Each person rejoices on their own madrega. Haman wanted to kill them too. Okay, true, it's a good thing to keep in mind, but let's not be from those. Okay, it's something to keep in mind. There's such a thing, you can do Purim, Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim also. You get drunk in a silly way, we'll forget, we'll be Michael, anybody that will be Shikar on Purim and not appropriate, this and that, will come my way, we'll be Michael, we'll hug, we'll kiss, we'll do the whole thing, the whole 9 yards. But we don't have to be from those. We can expect better from ourselves. We can actually start thinking. That's why I want to speak about a few days before. I didn't want to shock anyone with this right before Purim. We could actually think about, what does the Rebbeinu Shloilem want me to do on Purim? Just like we try to think about what Hashem wants me to do on the Leil HaSeder. What should I walk away with on Purim? When Shushan Purim comes, instead of grading my Purim, what should I, which is the famous pastime of Shushan Purim after Shacharis at 1 o'clock, which is the biggest raya of the Shtaging of Purim, instead of grading, this was It was better than last year, but it wasn't as good as 2 years ago. 3 years ago was really the best for him. Instead of that shtickle Torah, what about having a new avodah, a new appreciation for something? What about having learned something, having gained something, having shteiged? What about that? And I don't know what the answer is right now. Maybe over the next 2 weeks we could talk about things that we could actually do to accomplish on Purim. But I think I'm so excited from this idea. As depressing as it might sound from the outside, but when you think about it really, really honestly, I'm so excited from this idea that maybe we should think about what Hashem wants from us on Purim, that I think that if we would just act normal on Purim, I say normal could be abnormal, but I just mean act in a way that's reflective of Emes. Act in a way that's reflective of Emes, not trying to be self-serving on Purim. Not trying to be gaivadik and self-serving and am I sugar yet? Am I sugar yet? Am I sugar yet? Not trying to do that game. But trying to actually live the day like a day that's a yontif, that's a halig, a day that the Rabbein Shalom is close to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is close to the Rabbein Shalom. There are mitzvahs to do them bediktuk, to make sure to get them done. That avodah alone of ripping ourselves away from the kindish tfisa, from the childish perspective of Purim, could be such a liberating feeling to come out of Purim and not having fallen into the ditch of abusing Purim. Let's abuse a different day. Let's abuse a different day. But not the Heilig of Purim. Let's use Purim for the Rabbanei Shalom. Let's abuse Martin Luther King's birthday. And let's use Purim for the Rabbanei Shalom. The way we get shikr, you're not allowed to get shikr on Purim anyway. You might as well do it on a Tuesday. There's no stam full of averis and missing davening and being mavaza people. And the Gemara says that it's considered a rishus to spit on the floor if somebody sees, and it could be nimas. And, you know, I don't have to say any word lighter than that. Considered a rishus, Gemara says. I think the Gemara dashes on the word ashaloy avodai, a person who has not served Hashem. Ashaloy avodai, who does not serve Him. Zeha rak b'fnei chaveiro, someone who kills a bug in front of his friend, and his friend is like, please don't show that to me. That's ashaloy avodai. That's clean compared to what we do on Purim, what we partake in on Purim. People in the outside world shouldn't have to have a hard time coming to terms with the way Yeshiva Bachram acts on Purim. There's something funny about it. There's something fishy about it. That the Baal Bat HaShoelam or anybody who doesn't understand the Yeshiva Shevelt, their teachers in girls' schools have to do damage control before and after Purim, because all the girls are turned off. They're going to marry someone who didn't go to Yeshiva. You know, there's something fishy about the massive amount of damage control that we have to do after Purim. Something fishy about it. There's something fishy about a situation where, say, it's good that Rosh Yeshiva sends everyone away from Purim, because if everyone would be here, it would be a disaster. Why does it have to be a disaster? Why can't we serve Hashem together on Purim, just like we serve on Yom Kippur together? Is it a disaster that we spent Rosh Hashanah together? Is it a disaster that we spent an unbelievable Shavuos together? Is it a disaster just yesterday we spent an inspiring, unbelievable Shabbos together? We could also spend an unbelievably inspiring Purim together. But we're not aspiring, so we're not going to be inspiring. We're self-serving. Watch a bunch, you'll enjoy the look, view. If you could step back on Purim, watch a bunch of people. I remember we had a mesiva here one time, everyone grabbing the mic, you know. Just a self, become babies. And I know all the drushes to forgive it and to understand it and so on and so forth. I warned you before you sat down, it's not going to be a comfortable conversation. But let's try to be honest for a second. Be honest, like when we're thinking, when it's Erev Yom Kippur and we're thinking back to Purim. Let's be honest for a second. Is that what comes to mind when we say that the ways of Torah are pleasant? Is that what comes to mind? People fighting over who's going to have the floor? It's difficult. It's hard to swallow. But wouldn't it be so liberating, so exciting, so misameach? To have a feeling of actually having a selfless kinyan on Purim, actually having served Hashem on Purim? What are we here for? It's a sad thing. I feel like, you know, kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim aleihem v'alzarim, they will mekabel the Torah on themselves again. Is that really what was? I know it's what was screaming on Purim. That I know. I screamed it myself many times. But is that really what we're doing on Purim? Are we being humbly and with awe and with respect and with hachna? Are we accepting the Malchus Shemayim on ourselves? Or are we making ourselves the melech and asking the Rabbanu Shalom to please distort the halachas of Shulchan Aruch in a way that will fit with my tefis of how I like to spend Purim? What are we really doing? How many yeshiva bachim do you know who have missed Mikra Megillahs because of their shikra on Purim? Something smells funny about that. The Ikar Mitzvah Sayyim, Mikra Megillah. The Megala the Nest, that's the Ikar Mitzvah Sayyim. How many people have missed Sugas Purims on Purim? How many people have missed Matanis Lev Yainim? They don't realize, they forget there's a mitzvah called Matanis Lev Yainim. It's Ma'akev the day, you're not yoy to the mitzvah if you don't give Matanis Lev Yainim. You have to give Matanis Lev Yainim on Purim. And something's wrong with the world that the important parts of the day, the important chashuv parts of the day, are being nidchet to the sides. And imagine you went to someone for the Pesach Seder, and they make Kiddush very, very quickly, and they quickly just karpas very, very, very quickly. Yachat, they broke them out, you hardly noticed. Quickly sped through the Haggadah, and then they sat. And then they quickly matzah, they eat the kizayas, half measure the kizayas, quickly eat the matzah, morah, a little bit of morah, like hardly, is it the right morah, the wrong morah, the right amount, it doesn't really matter, just quickly. It's 15 minutes into the Seder, they're up to Shulchan Aruch. And then they start bringing out tray after tray of delicious food. And the whole night, delicious food. No one's talking, people are talking about what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in the baseball, what's going on in Clinton's second surgery, all the different things going on in the world. Everyone's talking about, nobody's saying a word about Pesach. And then it comes like it's ready time to go to sleep. You know, it's 9:30, you know, it's time to go to sleep. So quickly, Safran Baruch Hal near, so quickly, okay, good night, go to sleep. You'd be like, that's Pesach? What kind of Pesach is that? That's Pesach? You hardly noticed that it was Pesach. That's Pesach. Like if there was, it could have been challah on the table. It could have been a barbecue. Like that's Pesach. But that's what we do on Purim. That's us on Purim. Yeah, Megillah, Matan, Slavyadin, Shachmanis, all the important mitzvahs. Let's put that aside. Let's drink on Purim. That's nothing. That's a side point. It's a side point. It's a davar tzaddi. It's a side issue. Something needs addressing over here. It'll be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem for someone to be man enough, strong enough, have the spine, have the internal emotional strength, and I'm not saying that sarcastically, to deal with this issue in a mature way.